5 minutes. Okay. So using cream moisturizer. So what's the Av Melacha? So the Av Melacha here might be, let's see in a second, we call something called Memachik. Memachik comes from the word, Memachik in Hebrew means to erase. In this context, the Mishnah uses it to describe that in order to make the hides or different coverings for the Mishkan, they used to have leather. And in order to use leather, besides for tanning it and all the processes, one of the processes was to smooth it out, to get rid of all the hairs and to make it smooth. So it's called Memachik, to make something smooth. So a classic example of a malacha on Shabbos that would be under the malacha of Memachik would be sanding down a rough piece of wood. That would be a perfect example of an Isser D'oraisa Memachik, as well using the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Sif Tes, not allowed to use steel wool on your pots on Shabbos. That would be a good example of malacha of Memachik, because you're smoothing down a rough surface. Okay, so that's Memachik. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hey Amud Beis, what does it do with what? With creams? So the Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hey Amud Beis says the following din. So hamemareach retia b'Shabbos chayv mishum memachik. Memareach means also, Rashi here translates memareach as to machlik, which literally means to also smooth, another word for smoothing down. But here, retia was a band-aid. Back in the day, the band-aids weren't like the way we have it. I'm not sure exactly how it was, but they were, let's say you had a wound, thank you. Let's say you had a wound, so you would take some sort of band-aid and you would kind of smooth it out on your hand. So the retia was something that was malleable, I guess that's the word, that was, sort of soft, and you would shape it on your arm, and that would basically be a band-aid for you. So the Gemara says that memareach, taking something malleable and smoothing that, that is your chai mishum memachik. So it seems like the opposite, but the same halacha. Memachik is to smooth something down that's hard. Memareach is to take something that's soft and malleable and to smooth it out. Okay? So a good example of this, halacha lemaisa, let's say you have a crack by your window or something like that. You take putty and you were to like kind of smooth it out over there. That would be a great example of the malacha of memareach. Great. Now, the Gemara on Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis in Shabbos says the following. It says that if you have a barrel that has a hole in it, you're not allowed to take beeswax and close that hole, because by doing that, you're going to be memareach the beeswax. The Gemara on the next Amud says, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what about oil? So ask Rashi, what oil are we talking about? How can oil close up a hole? So he says if you have very thick oil, like congealed oil, so that would be a good way to close up the hole. So Rav says that's Aser. Shmuel says that's Mutter. And the Gemara says that the reason why Rav holds that's Aser is because it's a Gzeira Mishum Shaiva. It's like it's an Iser Derabanan to smooth out oil or things that are not as malleable. They might, they're a little softer, so they're a little more liquidy, I would say. But that would also be an Iser Miderabanan. So the... Second, so that's good. We have that. Shulchan Aruch brings that down. Halacha lemaisa. So therefore, creams, right? We're going to end the second one. Might be better, but creams might fall under that category. They're not, putty, but they might fall under that category of congealed oil. If you were to take cream and kind of spread it, that might be an iser midrabanan of memareach.
Can I ask a question before you go on? No. Okay. Go
on. I know we might ask. Let me. If by the end you're bothered, honestly. There's a Magen Avraham in Shin Tezayin of Katan Chav Dalid that says the following. He says, one second, there's a big difference between the oil, the congealed oil, and in a different case. There it's talking about cleaning your floors, about using certain types of liquids to clean your floors. So ask the Magen Avraham, how come using those liquids to clean your floor is not an Isser Memareach? Right? Shining the tires of the car, whatever, like that to be shining the floors. He says, why is that an Isser Memareach? Says the Magen Avraham, you guys are following me so far? Says the Magen Avraham, I'll read you the words. The memareach lo shayich elash kishe kavanaso sheit mareach dara agabe chaveiro. Memareach is only when your intention is to have the thing smoothed out on top of the other thing. Abal hacha rotza sheyivla bekarka. But here you want it to become swallowed up in the thing you're spreading it in, so that wouldn't be an isser memareach. That would be different than the case in the barrel, right? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Lamagim Ahara Samach Dalid. I'm just quoting the chorus if you like it and for the recording. Rav Shmuel Zalman held this Magen Avraham. But, so that's Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham would be the kula, that would be the heter for all hand creams. Which basically, because most hand creams that you're putting on your hand, you are being mavliya them into your hands, right? You don't want them to be on top. You want them to go, right? However, what would be a good example that would not be allowed, probably, most probably, would be diaper cream or something like that, like a very thick, that stays over the top, would probably be problematic. Fine. Before we say the Psak Halacha L'maisa, a lot of people argue in this Magen Avraham. The Eliyahu Rabba argues, a lot of Achronim think that the Magen Avraham meant to say the following. That maybe all the Magen Avraham meant is that if you don't want this thing to be here anymore, you just want to get rid of it, that wouldn't be Memariach. But the Magen Avraham might agree that if you want this cream to go into your hand, then that's going to be a problem also, Memariach. So a lot of people say the Magen Avraham meant something else, but there's what to rely on. Radia thinks that there's what to rely on, so there's what to rely on. I think a lot of people are machmir, but there's what to rely on, especially in circumstances. Maybe I'll make one other ha'ara. If your hands are very, very chopped, then it might get into a problem of refu on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch does bring down, like, using oils to heal yourself is a problem. So if your hands are very chopped, if they're just dry, like, you're not feeling, you can't move your hands so much, so that wouldn't be a problem. But if they're very, very chopped, that may be a problem of refuah. I'll summarize quickly halacha l'maisa what the classical post can say is as follows. If you want to use hand creams on Shabbos, number one, you have to make sure your hands are not very, very chopped. That might be a problem with refuah. If they're very, very chopped and you're bleeding everywhere and it's horrible, so but then you got to suffer because it becomes worse unless you really need to, fine. If it's cream that's very, very thick, that's not going to, how do you say bolea into your hands in English?
Absorb.
Thank you, yeah, absorb. I don't keep forgetting that word. I get so into the word bolea. Absorb into your hands, that's good, for sure, asur according to everybody, midir banan, and therefore you should, if you only have that, just put it on top, don't spread it. If it's going to get, if it's going to absorb into your hands, so that's a machlokas achonim what to do. There are those that say it's allowed. A lot of people say it's asur. I'm not going to be machria. I get depends on the situation, etc. Fine. But that's the basic gist.